Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fane. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Raghavan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Saul Raghavan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Malmberg reaches second base with a double. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Malmberg scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raghavan. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Malmberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive towards first. Waitkus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Malmberg hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing strikes out. There goes Tuttle. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Kaline. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Kaline scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into Miranda, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hatfield moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Miranda moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delsing, who is chasing the ball. Cox reaches third base with a triple. Miranda scores. Cohn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. It's Tigers, 3, Orioles, 3. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Ray Moore now pitching. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball towards center. Deering catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Deering reaches third base with a triple. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Bobby Young. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Deering. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Abrams. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Keene applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Cox now playing second base. Jim Pyburn now playing third base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pyburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield throws to second for one, and Malmberg throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus is walked intentionally. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Malmberg hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deering moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Deering moves to third. Pyburn moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pyburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Tuttle moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Art Shalek now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fain is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Ray Boone pinch hits for Jim Del Singh. Don Johnson now pitching. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pyburn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Jack Phillips now playing first base. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malmberg. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.